Well, yeah, every day I'm getting ready to talk about our housing market, y'all. And of course, I'm uploading my other two videos I previously did. I hope you guys enjoy them. One is about men's health. The other one is about the FDA and the government. As you guys know, I firmly stand against my beliefs about them currently terrorizing people across the land. Terrorizing humanity. Yes, that's what they're doing. You're terrorizing humanity with these prices. You're terrorizing humanity with their inability, people's inability to live and be comfortable. And it's insane. And we're going to prove it by starting with the housing market. Okay, y'all. So let's start. It's about to get real. And welcome to my channel. Okay. So, of course, guys, these houses never fail. I mean, they every time I see this, it's just I'm unfazed. I'm not surprised by any means. To see cities that people really don't even live in like that be about $400,000, $700,000 for a home is crazy. I'm going to say this again. For cities, I know for a fact that people are leaving or moving from. No one's occupying these buildings. No one lives there. There are not even jobs in some of these cities, right? And if there is jobs, the jobs are not enough for you to pay for to get an apartment or house in the first place. So it's just like, why are they still this high? Okay, now mind y'all, just to prove my point even further, I clicked on a list on Realtor and I clicked reduced price homes. You know why I clicked reduced price homes, y'all? Because I wanted to see how much they was coming down on these numbers. And it's comical. Like I almost want to laugh at the idea of the amount of money these houses did come down from. And my thought process is just like, was that supposed to really do anything? Okay, so one house I'm looking at now, right? This house is foreclosed on. And as a matter of fact, after this, I'm going to go ahead and go through a foreclosed list of people's homes who got foreclosed on this month, y'all. Because you need to see how real that it is getting out here. This is really crazy to me to see, again, what I just explained to you. This is insane, okay? So the first house I see, right? This house went down, right? The original price was $470,000. Just seeing that is just insane, right? And mind you, now this is a 4-bedroom, 4-bath house. However, I'm looking at the places in. I don't know too many people who actually live in this state and stay in this state. Okay. Most people just do not live here, okay? And most people also usually won't even stay in an environment like this because this is, I told y'all, one of the few cities where I know for a fact, like, a lot of people just don't live here. They don't. Not only do a lot of people not live here, y'all, okay? People also cannot afford to live in the city that they're in. They can't. Hold on, y'all. Why? It's like, why does this stuff never surprise me? And in my mind, I'm just like, y'all, I don't know a single person. I cannot make this up. Even if you had $400,000, who is finna buy a house that expensive, especially now, right? In the current time period that we're living in, who is trying to buy a house that expensive? Because I know I'm sure the hell not, okay? I'm thinking of something that's maybe like $100,000 or less, and then we're going to fix it up. You know, we're going to do a little fixer-upper, right? Okay, I know it's just not me, right? We're going to do a little fixer-upper. Because, y'all, this is just, it's so wild to kind of see the concept of this as these prices continue to raise. And mind you, what, in a few years, these same houses that are going for like, what, $400,000, $500,000, it's so insane. They're probably going to be, what, twice that much? They're probably like $1 million by the time in like a few years. Who in the hell got $1 million just laying around? Y'all, it's just crazy. The more I see this stuff on here, I'm like, these people are crazy. Nobody has the funds for this stuff. Nobody does. They know it. They know it. I cannot make this up. Somewhere somebody has access to everybody's bank account. And I know for a fact they see the numbers.
Y'all, they be checking anybody's bank account. They know people. They know. People like got this shit. This is crazy. Okay? People can, we can barely keep what we got now. And I'm in my mind, like, these folks is crazy as hell. Y'all, the insanity. This, I still be like, where are they getting these prices from? Okay, the house I grew up in, we had a two-story house. I'm pretty sure when my grandma and them bought that house, on the house, that house was probably like $40,000. It probably was, because they had that house since like the 50s or some shit. So it was like, just think about how much a house costs in the 50s. Okay, so you do the number, right? I know this is true, because I seen a video where they have a picture of, you could buy a house for like $1,700, right? You could buy all the equipment and all the material it took to actually build a two-story home. Even though you had to do everything yourself, for $1,700, listen, I'm gonna find somebody. We're gonna get the whole neighborhood and build this house to get up to $1,700. Matter of fact, we might as well get the whole block to get $1,700 house, and we all can just help each other build each other house and have that shit done within a year or something. Because that'll still save you more money than the stuff I'm sitting at. And you crazy as hell if you think I'm finna pay for a house that costs, what, $400-something or whatever, all these crazy amounts of money, and my grandparents had the same house for $50,000, child, bye. That's the, y'all, that be the part for me that they be having me so bummed. I be like, nah. Like, these little elite people is crazy, right? They insane. I'm being so serious, y'all. I want you to hear that your grandparents probably paid nearly $2,000 for a home at some point, right? Or the most. Like, you had, you know, if you was balling, a house that was $50,000 or $100,000 was balling at a certain time period. You was balling. Now, man, please. I've been hearing the stuff people be saying and be like, and I'm telling y'all, y'all don't get mad. I know everybody gonna get mad when I say this. I low-key blame YouTube. I do. Y'all know why? Because YouTube gave rich people a way to make a YouTube channel, and then they just showed off how rich they were. Now, here's the problem with that. They offset the balance of the money thing, right? And other people like, ooh, what's this? What's that? And although it was probably meant to be informative, y'all, all it did was make more people wonder, how is it a person lives like this and afford this much stuff, and then somebody else just can't even afford food? So yeah, I'm looking at this house, y'all. And I'm not gonna lie, I know for a fact this house back then was probably maybe $3,000. Y'all, and I'm telling y'all, and this is the crazy part, to hear the fact that my grandparents, people in our families had brick houses, all this type of stuff. They was getting this stuff for these low prices. And now you telling me they're charging people damn near $500,000 or more for a house that's made out of siding vinyl? Get the fuck on. Siding vinyl?
Y'all, Do you know what siding vinyl is? It's cheap. It's some cheap shit.
They're not even giving them brick no more. Yo. Man, even the ovens, the stoves, the refrigerators. I ain't never seen so many houses that cost this much money. And you ain't getting no land with the house. You ain't got no backyard. You ain't got no front yard. You barely got room for your mailbox. If anything, on the little corner that's up there. Okay? And then on top of that, you tell me the houses don't even come with a damn microwave, refrigerator, or a oven? You gotta buy that too outside of paying for the home? Come on, somebody. I remember a house used to come with a washer, dryer. Okay? Or if you didn't have a washer and a dryer, it at least came with the oven and the refrigerator. They don't even got that. Right. Y'all, they be pointing your ass to sucker. I had to with this. Because this was crazy. And I know I'm not the only person that feels this way. I don't care what nobody says. Why are people paying for these homes? Y'all, some of these prices of these homes, your house is not even coming finished. It means your home is not even complete. So even when you move in, you can't rest, you can't do nothing. Because guess what? It's not even done. I know I'm not the only person tripping about this. Seeing some of that bothers me so much, especially seeing as that I grew up in an older house where we didn't have newer things. Why it's not like an up-to-date model of a home or anything like that. Our house was brick though. It was. We had a backyard, we had a pecan tree. We had a wash and dry. Sometimes I'm just like, y'all know how crazy this is. I have to talk about this because it makes me literally understand that something is clearly wrong with our nations. Okay? The house I'm looking at now should probably be like $100,000. And I don't care what nobody say. There is no way that just because your ass went inside the house and put up some little cheap upgrades. Y'all can be mad when I say this. I'm not lying when I say cheap upgrades. If you're, upgrading the cabinets in your home, and all your ass did was put a coat of paint on it, that is not a $20,000 job of upgraded appliances. Your ass just put paint on a cabinet that's old, possibly rotted. Yeah, I can't make up the stuff I see with these homes, y'all. I be up here like, because sometimes I be really thinking like, they think people are fucking stupid. To me, that's wild. Like, literally hearing somebody do an upcharge of that much money. Come on, man. Y'all, okay, because let's be real. Don't nobody want to live in no bad neighborhood, right? So look, it's like you're dealing with that. Then on top of dealing with what I just explained, you got to worry about, hopefully the neighborhood is safe. Listen. Man. Come on, somebody. This is like, I'm seeing some of this, and I'm being like, okay, this house is not worth no $470,000. I'm looking like it, y'all. Okay, it got some rooms, it got some closets, it got like a little back brick carport, whatever it is back there. You ain't even got no full backyard. Yeah, I'm telling y'all, like, I swear they are ripping people off in the housing market. It's like my mind sometimes is so hard for me to conceptualize the idea that people are actually spending money like this on a house. They would be paying God knows how many years to pay off, but they're not even getting like adequate space, nothing. And then on top of that, like, they can just charge whatever they want to. Telling you, it's insane. Because there are a few people I know, most people I know from like an older generation,
they are probably the only ones. Told y'all. They paid off their house. Yeah, it gets more disturbing by the day. It's insane. I would never pay for stuff like this. When I think of a house and worth that much money, I'm thinking extremely nice neighborhood. I'm thinking, man, okay? I'm thinking the most closest school is nothing but private school. If I'm thinking of this much, and to hear that people are paying this for like an average place, and y'all just don't know how crazy that is. This is crazy. Tell y'all. From what I see, I'm like, Let's go to the next house. And yeah, I'm going to make this point one more time. This is the cost of houses basically average everywhere. That means including in cities that are not even major cities. If you don't understand the significance of that, let me explain. Most places, okay, are like hot spots, right? Like here in America, there are hot spots that you live in. In Canada, there are hot spots that people live in. Because people live somewhere where their job is close by, or where there's going to be employment or things to do, or, you know, events to travel to, blah, 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 whatever it is. It could be a concert, it could be dinner, dining, whatever. Okay? But there's a reason why usually at first you would pay more for living in a city, right? It's because you're closer to those particular things. Versus, right, if you live out in the country, okay, people know they're going to have to travel far. But to see houses in places where I know there are no jobs, where people are not even really living in those cities, God knows when the last time people even moved to that city, you know, yet alone, to see them at the same price is insane. They should be half off. Nope. I'm just being real, y'all. Those type of houses, they need to be half off. Because no one's living there. I cannot make this up. I used to be a person that had to commute to work all the time, right? I took the bus and train for years, literally years, okay? One thing I can tell y'all, at some point you're going to get very fed up with it. You know why? Everybody used to tell me, oh, you're going to hate paying insurance, you're going to hate paying a car. No, I don't. Because I told someone, the level of time I save is incomparable to traveling that long. So I told somebody this, I said, by the time I said you get to work, which in the past would take me like 4 hours on bus and train, right? I would have to get up earlier. I would lose sleep. Then I had to be at work. And then I couldn't even get to sleep until maybe 2 hours later. Just to only make it home in time to sleep for maybe 3 or 4 hours to have to get back up and do the same thing. Yep, you cannot convince me that I missed that. But unfortunately, because of the affordability, that's why. Right? Now here's the next thing, right? That's just one example. So then I thought to myself, God, I can only imagine what some people are doing to go to work, and they're working at maybe a better job, or they're at least making a certain amount of money. Most people are not, though. They're just doing the regular commute of every single day. And then for me, it was also, too, I explained to people what it's like to be on the bus when it's hot and or cold. In the summertime, people are always musty, and unfortunately, right, it is. You know, and unfortunately, you can say the same thing about when it's freezing, OK? okay? When it's freezing and it's super duper cold, sometimes the bus can be completely full or worse, be rescheduled. And then, of course, I got sick of the bus either being late or missing a bus or people not caring that you miss your bus or whatever. See, all that to me just became too much energy. And I said, you know what? I would rather spend the money on a car note every month. I was like, than to ever have to take the bus ever again. I was like, this, I can't do this no more. You know, I'm telling y'all, years ago, it wasn't bad. It wasn't. They at least kept it clean. They at least sanitized it. And mind you, this is when I think it was still a dollar or less. This was years ago. Okay? Now, if you don't know this, since we're talking about this, I'm going to go ahead and bring up the transportation issue. If you have not heard of this, oh, poor, hold your horses, be prepared. They said that they are planning on or thinking about canceling public transportation systems in certain places. Now, as a person hearing that who once had to always take the bus and trains, I can tell y'all that would be a terrible idea. Okay? And I've explained to people why the idea of that would be so frightening. Even though I know some people think, oh, you don't have to deal with homeless people and bums and XYZ. Here is the real issue, though. More so than those small little issues of people worried about if the homeless people come to your little nice neighborhood or if people are going to be able to steal or rob. The real issue is the people who, one, are employed by these places, right? Because let's be real, there's a lot of people who are bus drivers and XYZ. They are employed by these places, right? And most of those people have what? CDL licenses. They are more than likely not interested, okay, in driving across state like some people have to do, right? That's why they rather just do the little local, do the little route, XYZ, and then that's it. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's just an example, okay? The reason why I have to talk about this, y'all, is because I just don't think some of y'all really understand how crazy this is, okay? If they get rid of public transportation, not only would it be insane, but have y'all thought about how difficult it's going to be for the people who have to basically get back and forth to work? Now, I will tell you, I can understand how they're limiting routes or changing routes or getting rid of some, especially if no one uses it or goes in that area anymore, right? Which is why usually, if you do have to take transportation, that's why they actually live in an area that's near these things, the systems, so you can use them. Okay, I know it. That's why I made sure before I got me a car, I made sure I lived somewhere where I could always get where I needed to go. Because I remember thinking, God, this would be such a huge inconvenience if you lived somewhere that did, right? Especially if you didn't have a vehicle, okay? So for me, it was that. Now, when I was taking public transportation, another thing I used to use too is I used to use the little Lyft apps. I used to use the little Ubers and stuff like that. And the reason why we use those is because, again, it was the convenience. But you know what I couldn't get past? I remember thinking, this is such a waste. I was like, I'm paying $10 just to go up the street and then paying another $6 just to come back. That's damn near $20-something just to go up and down when I know that would be enough to fill me all the way up in the gas tank and do this. And mind you, I told you, of course, for me, it was saving time. I hated having to come to work exhausted because I just got home and then getting up again and doing XYZ. So for me, I was like, you know what? That's why I made sure when, of course, as you see, when it was time to get a car, I made sure I got my car. I was like, yeah, I'm not going through this again. It was just too inconvenient, right? And of course, not to mention, God knows all of the other things that you may experience. Now, one thing I will tell you is I did enjoy the walk every day or exercise. But now I have to do that because most of the stuff I do now is just walking and living or doing this. So I'm always going back and forth every day, XYZ. So for me, that's still a benefit. And again, of course, I love the fact that I can just come home, relax, and go to sleep just because of how much time it would take me. Another thing I can tell you is this too. The bus fare. Now, I cannot speak for other people, but the bus fare, I think they said, was going to go up again. Now, I know some of y'all think, oh, this is crazy, but you know what I'm concerned about? I do think that's scary for some people, especially considering y'all know the time period we live in, every single thing going up, and to hear that that's happening, or the possibility of them just simply getting rid of all of this stuff. You know, it's making me think like, okay, now I say that, y'all, because I told you, you know, the only thing they have now, I think they have some cities have electric buses, because I know we have some here, but some places just don't, you know, and they put that into effect real quick. But I'm not going to lie to y'all. The more I see this, I'm not going to lie to you. It gets scarier by the day. And I have to talk about how insane this is, y'all, because I just truly believe there are just so many people that are genuinely, unfortunately, I would say they just don't get it. They don't. They genuinely don't understand the concept of what I'm explaining. And unfortunately, I'm being real with y'all. I also feel like they genuinely do not understand how a law of this is going to affect people in the future. Now, if you haven't seen my previous video, I have actually already went over the law they just recently passed about putting kill switches on the cars within the next few years. Okay? They said they supposed to be doing that by 2026. So I remember thinking, man, if you are trying to get a car, get some, man, you better get one before a certain year comes up, because I'm telling you, hearing that was crazy to me. I know some people are wondering, what do you mean? If you don't understand what a kill switch is, basically it's something that can, they have the power to basically just shut off your car whenever they want to. That's insane. I really don't care who disagrees. Could you imagine having to get to work or emergency with your kid or whatever you go through and somebody can just turn your car off? Hell no. And not to mention, if they do cancel transportation, then on top of that, put a kill switch on car, and what you gonna be waiting on is what, like an Uber or delivery, child? You gonna be waiting. Channel, you gonna be waiting. And you're gonna be feeling like there's nothing you could do. And that's why it was just so insane. Cause like, I'm telling y'all, hearing some of that shit is crazy. That's why I got the car I did. Cause I remember thinking, once I pay this off, and this is the only comment here, by the way, once I pay that car off, I told myself, by the time that year probably does roll around, you know, when they start putting the kill switches on the vehicles, what's going to be crazy is my car will still be new enough to pass and whatever the test, the inspections and all that. But also, too, the newer vehicles that they're creating are going to have, I believe in the future, some sort of EV technology, right? Where everything is going to be similar to that. It's going to be some type of electrical whatever. And the reason why that's crazy is because right now, we're not thinking nothing of it, but y'all got to remember, they still ain't gave us free energy yet. That's going to be expensive. You know, people going to sell gas, will, but the truth is, I'm thinking like, well, at least you know how long gas can last. If something happens to an electrical vehicle, if they get shocked or do certain stuff, or, you know, you just run out of the energy to use it, you have to just sit there and wait for it to charge. Like how you would a phone, you have to just sit there. See, there are things I'm very old school about. Cars is definitely one of them. Like, I'll give y'all a perfect example. When I was first getting my car, right, I remember looking at all the options they had gave me. They gave me, like, a couple options I had got approved for. Probably, like, it was about six to eight of them. And I remember thinking, well, let me see what's the best option. One thing I told myself I know for a fact I did not want was I did not want a push start car. And I remember why is because I was hearing people who was telling me who had a car like that, that they were having problems. And they didn't like the fact that they just pushed a button and missed the third. Some people thought it was cool. They did. The people who thought having a push start car was cool, I realized they thought that shit was so cool because they thought, oh, how futuristic it is at the third. See, me, knowing what I know about cars, knowing I told y'all that we had one car our whole life, and that car lasted like 10 years, 10, 15 years. See, they don't make cars like that no more. Most of these cars tear up in XYZ amount of time. That's why I'm making sure I take care of all my cars, especially. Because to me, I'm thinking if a car is even being built to not last, then you got to think to yourself, how do you even know in the future if you're going to be able to afford anything, yet alone a vehicle? You don't know. Like, that's really the truth. You just don't know. Especially if the inflation thing continues where people, the cars are going to get higher and higher. Okay? That's why I told y'all, my car I got is what's considered a budget car. Right? It's a newer model, but it was a car I got that was $20,000. It was like one of the only cars that was out of my whole list that was basically under $20,000. And it was like right under $20,000. It was like $19,500, something like that. Right? Right under the number. But to see that, it was like one of the few models they had. The rest, and mind you, that was new and had low mileage, right? That was basically new. The rest of the vehicles were either 5, 6 to almost 10 years old, charging you the exact same amount of money that I got my car loan for. And if it was a year even newer than mine, if it was like a this year brand, a 2023 model, that was like 40 grand. I was like, what? Y'all, say what you want to. When I was growing up, a Honda wasn't $40,000. A basic Honda, base model Honda, was not $40,000. A Toyota Corolla was not $30,000. It wasn't even $40,000. These cars were like $13,000 to $15,000. New ones, brand new ones. to see that basically doubling is crazy. I'm just like, since when is a Honda Civic $40,000? I was like, oh no. Because if you don't understand that, that used to be the cost of a Mercedes-Benz. Yeah, like a C-Class one, like years ago. Like, yeah, I know, because people in my family bought Benzes. It was like 40 grand to get a Benz back then. And that was a C-Class, right? That wasn't even an E or S, right? So I'm thinking to myself, since when is a Honda that much? See? I just want y'all to see that. We don't even know the prices of what it will be in a few years. I wouldn't even be surprised if these new base level cars would be damn near $60,000 to $70,000, and it's hearing that is insane for a base model car. Now you just trying to do is get yourself back to work, run your errands, and go back home and drop the kids off. That's crazy. I don't care what nobody says. That's insane. Even the SUV, swear to God, yeah. Y'all, even when I think about it now, even the SUV wasn't that much, okay? So when I was growing up, we had us a Saturn station wagon. If I can think of, what kind of car was this? It was a station wagon, yep. We had like an old 1990-something station wagon. That car lasted for years. We had that car from the time I was in kindergarten, I want to say till I was at least like 15. 15 or 14 or 15. That's a long time. I think that 19, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yeah, that was 10 years. 10 years for a vehicle. And the only reason why then something happened to it was because my aunt ended up getting into an accident. But 10 whole years. I really believe if she would never got into an accident, we still would have had that car. 10 years, right? Then I want to say my other aunt, right? She had a Honda. What she have? Trying to think what kind of Honda it was. I don't know the brand, the particular type, but I know she had a Honda. My aunt, same thing. She had that Honda since we was in kindergarten, all the way till my sister was basically graduating high school, and she still had the same car, perfect condition, working, running, everything. Do you see what I'm saying? I say that because I'm telling you, if we're paying triple and double for these car prices, yeah, it's just, you just don't know how crazy. And I know I'm not making up because I just pulled up one. This is the same year car I got, right? It's a 22, about around the same mileage, okay? Because if you don't know, originally I was going to get a Honda as my choice of vehicle. That was originally what I had got approved for, but someone had already beat me to it and bought the car before I did. So I was like, well, you know, nothing I can do about that. Right, and that Honda was $25,000. I at first thought, well, maybe that's the lowest I can get a new car for. I was like, well, maybe that's the lowest. So I was like, okay, right. Now mind y'all, in my head, my budget was $15,000. In my head, I was really like, I thought I was gonna find something brand new for $15,000. Look at me still thinking it's 2010, right? When prices was legitimately what they said they was, right? So, of course, to my shock, I'm thinking, damn, a Honda is almost 30 grand. I'm in my head like, since when? So, as y'all can see, that's why I kept saying some of the stuff I said. Because I was being honest. I was like, since when? So, for me, as you can see, that was shocking. And the reason why I was going to get that car is because, for me, I was looking at it based off of how I grew up. And watching the people who had the cars that I knew of growing up and how long they kept them. So I thought to myself, well, she had that car for years. I'm like, that's going to last me. I'm going to pick that one. Right? But then, of course, thank God I started looking into it and realizing a lot of these new cars, newer model ones, right? I'll say like 2020 and up, most of them got push starts. I didn't realize how that became such a thing that it was on every vehicle, which I was like, no. I remember thinking, absolutely not. That was one of my first thoughts, right? But I just wanted to share some of that with y'all. It was just crazy kind of seeing some of these things. If you don't know, if you mess up a push start, do y'all know how expensive it is to fix that thing? Do you know how expensive it is? Versus if you mess up a car key, like I have a car, I got a newer year car, but thank God I found one that has the old school turn knob where you actually stick the key in and turn it, right? Okay. If that happens, you probably can actually afford to fix something like that. But a push start, that is connected to the inside of the entire engine. They have to take apart basically the entire vehicle. You know how much they're gonna charge you for that type of car work, right? Fixing it and taking it apart and then fixing whatever's wrong with it and then replacing all that stuff. just for me, yeah, for me, the thought of that, literally me hearing that was crazy. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. I just, for me, I couldn't believe it. So yeah, I had to, you know, tell y'all about that real quick, right? Because I was just like, just in case anybody out there, if you plan on getting you a little car, I don't know what kind of thing people need or looking for, but I knew for a fact the one thing I knew I would not buy was a van. You know, an SUV, a mid-sized car. You know why? I absolutely hate those type of vehicles. I hate giant vehicles. And of course, because I'm a single person with no children, I hate how people kept also trying to sell me a vehicle like I'm a mom. I said, I don't have any kids. Stop trying to sell me a mom car. I don't have kids. And there were people who were, you know, kind of laughing when I was saying it, but, you know, I was clearly proving a point. Because, y'all, it was, like, for real, that was crazy to hear. And, yeah, I'm not kidding. My same car now, I think if you can try to find one, yeah. They got one now. This one is literally like $1,000 low. I wish I would have seen this one at first. This one is less miles and it's a little bit cheaper. But yeah, these are probably the last few. But if you don't know this, they also told me my car, they will not make my vehicle anymore. I think they took I know for a fact that it was two models from this particular car brand that they said they're not making anymore. And I was like, okay. Y'all know I don't give a damn. I'm still not going to buy nothing new. Once this paid off, I'm just not. Because to me, I just genuinely feel like it's just a waste of money. And I just feel like knowing me, how I take care of things, I'm not interested in paying for nothing else 2 and 3 times over. Nope. One is good. One is enough. One works. That's it. And trust me, y'all, I actually went to a buy here, pay here place. The people were nice. They definitely did help me. But I told you, I'm thinking of years from now. I don't want to have to get nothing else. Just seeing some of this is like, where are they getting these prices from? And if y'all are wondering why I'm blaming social media, it's because I truly believe once people went on social media and seen how other people is living, that's what started this price thing, right? And people don't want to admit this. People have what I like to say, the spirit of competition. They always going to be like, oh yeah, cool, yeah. And no one wants to seem a certain type of way. So they will literally, seriously go and buy things they just cannot afford. And I'm not talking about like food and your basic necessities to live. Y'all, I'm literally talking about how insane it is of what I just explained to you. Cars like Hondas and Toyotas and XYZ was made for anyone to basically be able to afford them, whether you were rich or poor. You still, right, or middle class or lower class or working class, you basically still could be able to afford you a decent piece of transportation to get where and to you needed to go. That, to me, that, I'm just being honest, for me, that's what I believe it represented, right? When I think of brands, because I told y'all, people in my family have Mercedes. When I think of brands like Mercedes or Lexus and XYZ, you know, certain higher up cars and stuff like that, those vehicles to me are, of course, they're clearly suited to be bought by people who make more money, right? Have a better lifestyle, XYZ, right? Right. So they could have something for their comfort level. But I'm telling y'all, seeing a Honda be, you know, a price of a, you know, little lower class Benz is crazy. It's getting kind of crazy. That's not normal. Okay, bring back the budget cars. Bring back the $15,000 cars. That's when everything was good. This new stuff they got going on, your girl does not like it. I'm like, nah, man. Because I'm going to be honest. I was taught that if you buy a luxury vehicle, it's because you bought a house, you paid things off. It basically transcends your life. Like, you accomplished this, that, the third. So, of course, to award yourself, most people get them, a luxury or nicer vehicle. I know this. I got approved for a Benz. Hell no, I didn't get it, even though I thought about it. You know what I realized? I'm not there yet. I was like, I'm not finna get a car just to struggle. Because y'all just don't know. And then it wasn't just that for me, y'all. It's for me also real life. I'm like, well, I'm going to do most of this car is basically work, run errands, do my little stuff. So I was like, I might as well just get something that's also like a budget car. I was like, what is the point of me getting something nicer and then running it as quickly as possible to the ground if I'm going to use it basically almost every day? That would be a waste. So, of course, that's another reason why I decided to get it. But yeah, y'all. Okay. Now, of course, I will probably do a part two on this issue. And of course, I'm going to be probably showing y'all examples, more and more houses, okay, and other videos about this. But this subject right here really had me going because I'm just like, okay, hold on now. They used to literally create things based off of people's income and lifestyle. If you don't understand what that means, everywhere in the world, no matter where we live in, there are things that are created for certain class systems, right? So if you're working class, middle class, they made cars and things and promoted stuff just so you can enjoy it just for you. Then they make things that are super luxury just for the rich or people that have make way more money and XYZ. To see them basically getting rid of that, where now it's like there is no such thing as cars in that area. There is no such things. I say that, y'all, because I remember a moped used to be like $2,000, right? Is it just me? A moped was like $2,000. Like, right? Most people could save up $2,000 in the summer. Kids would be going around buying little mopeds. You know, them little quick little bikes. They only go up to 40 miles per hour, but it was still good. You get to the grocery store, you go up the street, you could do stuff with it, right? Can I make this up? You go look at a moped now. Why is a moped $6,000, $8,000? Basically the same price as what you would pay for as an old car. No. Mm-mm. I have to say that. That's crazy to me. Because these are also things I remember at the time period where people really liked. People would do the ATVs. Y'all remember them? They would do the ATVs. People would do the four-wheelers. People would do just certain activities. That now, I just genuinely feel like it's just insane. The idea of that concept just no longer exists. Things are not created for you in that way anymore. I could say the same thing about clothing, right? Remember, people used to own, only people that knew about luxury clothing was the people who could afford luxury clothing, right? And that's just me, I'm being real. So the person was rich, XYZ connected, you knew about the latest luxury brands, blah, 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 blah. Right, which was normal. Then of course you grew up in working class, middle, whatever, right? You still had clothing that was for you, that was nice and put together, okay? But it didn't cost $600, okay? People can say what they want to. Jeans used to be $10. I do not care who tries to argue. Jeans was $10. I gotta keep throwing it out there. And good jeans that lasted you years. Everybody know the pair of jeans. I'm talking about that one pair of jeans. I don't care how many times you wash them. You can wear them jeans all year round. They go with everything. It's perfect. They last a long time. They don't make jeans like that. Y'all ever notice that? Y'all notice how most jeans now are all made with some form of spandex or XYZ. And then the material just raggedly tears over time. You probably can get like a couple good wears out of it. But then after that, you probably got to throw it away by like the end of the year or something. Remember that? Okay. Another one. We're going to add this in here too before I go. Cotton. Listen. Okay. Y'all don't know how crazy it is that I have been searching for things 100% cotton and I cannot find them. Socks are not even 100% cotton no more. Yeah, I know because I've been searching for this stuff. I've been looking for panties, bras, t-shirts, socks, jackets, you name it, hoodies. Things that are made out of 100% cotton. And when I tell y'all, it is rare that you can find it now. You don't know how insane it is. 100% cotton was the standard. Remember Fruit of the Loom? Fruit of the Loom used to have 100% cotton panties, 100% cotton socks, t-shirts. You go to Walmart, get all the stuff. You go and look in there now, I swear to God, 78% spandex, 10% polyester. The cotton percentage is so low that I'm like, okay, I know the cotton is not disappearing. What are they doing with all the damn cotton? Y'all, okay, because our ancestors picked enough of it. Come on, somebody. The cotton is not gone. Where is all the cotton? Y'all, I looked everywhere. Can't find it. The jeans, I remember this. All of this stuff was made out of 100% cotton. Then on top of that, it said made in China. Yeah, you don't even see that no more. I done seen all type of countries, all of my clothes. Taiwan, I seen one that said Mongolia. I said, damn, we getting shit from Mongolia. I was like, what the hell? Y'all, I'm just being honest, okay? I'm an American that grew up in America, okay? I know I used to read the back of my clothing, my shoes, you name it. You don't know how insane it is to hear the things that I hear and seeing the things that I see currently, and no one's paying attention to how, like, y'all, we just don't have access to the stuff we used to. It's just crazy. Now, I will be making a part 2, y'all. But until the next episode, y'all, please pay attention to this stuff. You don't know how insane it is seeing this world change to such a degree that I can't even find cotton panties. I just think that's insane. Cotton socks. Can't make this up anywhere I go. But until the next episode, y'all. Peace.